Is he ready?
And we are recording.
Welcome to the BDBO podcast. Sir. Y'all already know how we do this thing. We back in this thing with another one.
Another one?
Yes,
another
sir.
One. Where DJ Khaled at?
Copyright?
Hey, last time I seen him, he couldn't turn that arena up.
Last time we shut down.
So, what is the topic for tonight?
I mean, how y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go home and see about the steak that baby's supposed to be cooking.
Well, yeah, John, I got late.
You want to introduce yourself?
No.
Oh, y'all know what it is.
Sugar Shake.
Well, I guess we finna introduce ourselves.
What it is? Line them up.
Something down. Come on, Witty. You want to go and start us off since you want to do it? Come on, baby. Let them know who you is. Let them know that sweet. That is.
I like that. That's a hell of an intro.
This your girl, Sugar
Shay. The one and only.
Can't be duplicated, no replicated.
Already.
Or fabricated.
This your girl, light skin, can't get no lighter.
Damn, oh, so can't.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Some lights off over there.
That's dope.
This your boy Dangerous on this thing. I'm just gonna get mine out the way. I'm just still being dangerous. Go ahead, do your thing.
It's your boy Sleepy but on vote right now.
Hey.
It's your boy King, bitch, pass me my crown. You know what the fuck going on?
I like that. That kind of rhymed a little bit. Where you at, country? What's happening, baby? You here? That Nate Turner down there with that pipe. Pawpaw down there smoking again, grandma.
I know you told him not to do it, but he down there.
He talking
it's
all
your boy, Big Country, the one and only. The can't be duplicated one. Nor replicated.
Or fabricated.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, look, $10 get you a raffle ticket. You know that steak not cheap. Might as well get that gift card for the 200. Call this shit a one-for-one. Feed you and your old lady or you and your old man. It really don't matter. Flex on our expense. It's like that. $10.
Try your luck for
ain't got
$10.
$10.
Come on now.
$10. It's just $10. We gonna put your name in this little thing. We gonna spin it around and that's shake it up and pull a name out. It might be yours. Go eat that char, bro.
And if it ain't your name, don't be mad.
It be like that. You donated to a good cause. You feel me?
Already.
Support black businesses. We still need more sponsors. Let's get these sponsors some money right quick, man.
Shout out to K Place Creation.
That's our choice.
K. And then we also have.
Eric, here we begin with K. Eric Rennie. We begin with K. My name is Katie. I was just saying.
You can find her on Facebook at Jackie Thompson, BK Creations. Also on Instagram at BK Creations. They also coordinate together, so shout out to black businesses working with each other.
There we go. Can we get a little hand on that one? I like that one. Already.
That was a real hand clap. Shout out to my niggas, man. And in case the video don't drop before the podcast or the podcast drop before the video, we are BDBO, and we think we're going to be the drunkest group at the adult Easter egg hunt.
This damn dropping so tonight, good. Sir. So,
that's
yes, sir. It's going
to
be
know.
We ain't even get there. We're going to be drunk.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
I'm probably still going to be drunk from today.
Pre-gaming like a well.
Yeah. You know.
Pre-gaming the whole time till we get there, huh?
By the time we get there, we're going to sleep.
Glad I
could
pull up to that event.
Okay.
Anybody got the location on there? Anybody got the flyer on
here? Yes, sir. We actually do have a flyer for
that. We can let these people know. Pull up.
Yeah. Let's see what we doing. Let me go to the group message. I know we talk like black folk. So you got to sort through the shit the important way.
You already know how.
Here we go. Royalty Riders present the Drunk Easter Egg Hunt Adult Edition. The gates open at 4:00. Everybody say with me, 4:00 p.m. Don't play. Saturday, April 8th. Also, since we doing announcements, April 9th, think that today we doing cheers and program at the church. Bring your kids out. We don't care. What's the church? Church name?
Say it
a little louder. We ain't hear you.
My Holum Missionary Baptist Church, Prairie, Mississippi, 39208, the Garden Spot of Rankin County.
Bring them kids out. Bring your family out and get in church. Let's get back to this flyer. Alright, so at the Drunk Easter Egg Hunt, we're gonna be doing it's gonna be $15 for the hosting club. Nah, wait.
Gonna be discounted price for the hosting club,
right? Yeah, you're right. So $15 if you ain't a hosting club. I'm sorry for you. I better get ready to get lost. $10 if you're a hosting club. We got a catfish cook off jumping off. We got some dodgeball, a little bit more. I see some tater
come
point
out
black.
With the dodgeball, okay, we'll take your head off.
Look, we do not discriminate.
I'm not throwing
little
kids
dog.
Get out the way.
What else we got I'm going on? Y'all did boost and bling all that.
Ain't gonna lie.
We did the
camper. No,
we got any
real.
More?
Okay.
Real like,
what? There's gonna be a lot of drunk motherfuckers out there.
What?
We ain't got no more chair running out for them. That already passed.
No.
Lane ain't got a date for that shit, though. I'm drunk, man.
And that's why we
that
announcement.
Drunk.
We told the wrong person in the church to make an announcement.
All right, we have the Show Not Riders present the biggest ride of the South. The 5th annual ride. Enter at your own risk at Grants Dam, 2946 Avenue, Miss Jackson, Mississippi, 39213. This July the 22nd. Gates open at 12 p.m. Horse ride leave at 4 p.m. ATV ride leaves at 6 p.m. All ATVs must remain on a trail until the horses ride is over. DJ Heck in the mix. No weapons allowed. Security strictly enforced.
And check this out. This your boy Chill Will from Show No Riders checking in. If you was there last year, you already know what it is gonna be at that part of this year. So get there. Early arrival is suggested.
Ready,
y'all
ready.
Real
country
and you have
shout out to Country Bumpkin.
Malone
the
sounds
right
quick.
And
Country Bumpkin. On the things. Shop at countrybumpkin.com. Get your 15% off using promo code Bring the Boots Out. Bring the Boots Out. Get it in there.
By the way, I love my shirt. Country Bumpkin.
Yeah, I will be coming on that website too.
Loving it, loving it. Been rocking the thread. Love it.
So what's the topic?
The topic was
current event. Well, we already
how is the lifestyle of being black?
Wonderful.
From the perspective of you.
Your perspective.
Your perspective.
The good and the bad.
Okay.
I love being black. That's all.
Can you hear me from
right here?
Can you hear me
from right here? Can you hear me now? Okay. I love it. I love being black. Black is power. Black is pure. I don't know about all that other stuff. You got some bad things about it with the racism, but, you know, this is a whole nother year. So that right there ain't even...
The topic is, what do you love?
Being black.
Yeah. The good and the bad.
Good and the bad.
Y'all don't
let us
me.
Know.
Yeah, I keep it going.
Oh, all right. Well, shoot. I go with it then, you know.
Who are you?
We need that.
You already know it's your boy Dangerous on here. But, hey. Yeah, whoa, that was dangerous.
Slow down, driver.
Whoa.
Keep
it
in the road.
But I mean, being black shit, I'm loving it. You can thrive off this shit. You get the best of both worlds. You can see what happens on the other side if you really take the opportunities. And then you already know what happens over here. But you can gain respect over here and know how to move to that other side. So, you know, when you at the bottom, you know how to climb to the top. But shit, when you at the top, man, ooh, when you fall, ain't no climbing out that hole.
Okay.
You feel me?
Speaking.
But I love it. I love it. I'm a king. It is what it is.
Always. I'm a That's god. I ain't no king. I'm a god.
Okay, okay. Hey, take it back.
Put some respect on my name.
Already, hey, I feel you on that one. Look, hey, change that.
I'm just saying, there's only one God in my life, and it's the God of him above. But you better check this out. Being a black man, it's the best thing. It's the best thing out here since sliced bread. Even though it's rough like a mother, it has its ups and downs. Nigga, the mini sandwiches your ass you making. Sliced bread need to endorse your motherfucking ass. It's shit. But like I said, yeah, being a black man has up a hell of a lot of ups, but it has a few downs. But shit, it's just the fact that the downs be down like a motherfucker. It's, for some odd goddamn reason, we public enemy number one.
I feel it. So,
like, and for what though? We fuck with every, we the motherfucker that fuck with everybody. Every version of a nigga is the friendliest motherfucker you can run across in every country. And the only reason why a nigga is the angry nigga because he's been fucked with all his motherfucking life, and he ain't got no choice but to be that angry man.
See, I feel like
you gotta be a strong motherfucker not to be the angry man.
Definitely. Facts.
You gotta be a strong motherfucker who got all these motherfuckers on your ass, on your back, but still you Facts. Find a way to crack a joke in the middle of that Facts. Motherfucker on your ass. So that's why.
Say, play that.
Man, Facts. Man, like I said, this shit what's up. You feel me? It is what it is. It's one of the best lines in the world, in my opinion. And y'all, we go through our shit. You know what I'm saying? But we choose what we choose to go through, and we also choose to weed out what ain't worth it, you know what I'm saying? Throughout your work day. Remember, we reign supreme on everything. It's like, all right, I deal with this bullshit at work. I don't have to.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? But I need this. You know what I'm saying? I can come home, deal with bullshit with my woman, kids. I don't gotta go through it, but I got to at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So me being black. Yeah, being black, I learned from y'all.
But at the same time, though, my guy, that follow him to being a man, period.
Yeah, but
white, black, or indifferent.
But I'm saying, you know, it's a stereotype where they be like, bro, single family, single mom, they mostly say they're black man. White folk doing the same shit we doing out here on Nation. Stop playing. They on welfare, too. So I feel like it's always been an equal for us being black. It's just not so a display. And so white people do the same shit. Everybody do. You still got fucking welfare. Government aid, child like, support, you feel
they,
me?
Cause they make it look like all of us on right. welfare, but how can we be the majority of welfare with a minority in the country?
But see, that's the thing. Everybody a minority except white folk. White folks is the only thing that's not a minority.
That's what I'm saying. So how do we...
But we the only minority that ain't getting no check every month. We ain't getting no benefits. We ain't got no 40 acres.
Yeah, we ain't got no laws getting passed. You know what
I mean? But we got that 10-20 though.
I ain't even speaking on next. I don't want to step on too many toes.
But
so folks do want us to touch on that 10-20 though. Right. It's a part of being black.
The
Chinese get a law pass. You can't fuck with them.
Cause they all stick together.
Yeah, but
they not. They like when you go to Chinatown,
that's
nigga.
Exactly
it's,
what it is.
I don't care if you a Chinese blood or a Chinese Crip, nigga. It's
yeah,
love,
nah,
nigga.
Yeah.
Not
you Chinese.
Waiting on some motherfucker to
Asian.
Fuck Asian. You feel me?
China,
you ain't gotta be
China
Chinese.
One part.
Japanese, Korean, Vietnam, yes, Philippines. Come on. You from Asia? Your eyes look like mine. Come on.
Against the white man, us yellows gonna stick together and whoop their ass. We'll fight each other
but
later.
All of them
we gonna come
that.
Together and do it, but except us.
But see, it's really crazy because look.
And they tried to do
that's
that.
That's what
they
do.
They definitely tried to do that with
Mexico, forgive me. I'm just saying. We got a war on terrorism. But the war on drugs, we fighting it here.
We're not
really
getting
the drugs from.
I mean, it ain't no war on
I'm
drugs.
Saying, bro, we can go over here and step on these folks' shit for this and this and this and that.
Hey, check this out.
But where are we getting all this dope from? We can't
I'm saying,
Mexico right here. We can't really have a war on drugs. Bro.
Like, it ain't no war on drugs for real. Because if it was a real war on drugs, new drugs would never come out.
But we can say that for another one, you know. Back to the topic.
We on this side. We still on
being black. Being black. How it is being black, man?
For a mechanic.
Just being black. Being black.
Your perspective. Your perspective.
Big
being black. Man, being black and a mechanic, that shit don't go together. Because all the goddamn white folks think they fucking invented trucks and shit, thinking they know every goddamn thing. But it's a competition between white and black mechanics, and I don't really like that shit. That shit dumb. That shit really dumb as fuck. It's stupid. And I don't want to say it, but my daddy want
a white mechanic?
He act like a white mechanic.
I believe this is old news. Period. You know how they, you can't tell them no different. It don't matter how long you can be. They been doing this shit since they learned this shit. You could have been doing this since high school up until that point. You 28. I've been doing this shit since I was 18. I don't give a damn, motherfucker. I've been doing this shit since I was 12. I dropped out of third grade and I started doing this shit since I was 12. You don't know shit, boy. And you done read every motherfucking book beyond what this man know, but he swear you don't know a motherfucker. This is old dudes, period. Cause they swear we don't know shit, but we know they. But who they call to fix they shit?
Exactly.
I dumb ass.
Exactly. Stupid.
They come from their computers to their phone, exactly. TV, everything.
Show me how to fix this damn speaker.
Show me how to connect it to my car. Why they motherfucker? This ain't used to have this back in my day. Tell me how did they do this? Oh, well, but I'm a dumb, young, dumb motherfucker 30 minutes ago, though.
Your ass grew up on horses and wagon wheels.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Everything ain't mechanical. Everything is technological now.
Exactly. Electronics.
But you gotta think about it. Our generation is shut. Yes, you don't know one Elijah.
Exactly.
That we gonna talk about.
And do he really know? And shit, he know the dude.
Miss Chocolate City.
What skips here?
Oh,
she light skin.
Is it? Oh, okay.
She light skin.
She don't count.
Nah, go ahead.
She was in the house. Serving lemonade. She could have been killed, Mouser. She could have been killed, Mouser, set her free. God damn, you tucking this nigga in, then put the pillow on his face.
Just talking about
him. Nobody gonna hear his ass. You piece his lemonade. Put some poison in his mouth.
You carry his food.
He said, we like some glass
in his spaghetti. And he meet
we loves Mouser.
Kill this motherfucker. Yeah.
We loves Mouser.
As long as he keep me from out of there.
I might be a lighter shade than everybody else, but I love black, my. Baby. I'm black. I love my black people. I see we them as kings too. And goddesses, and you know, guys. I wish our black people would be use their heads more when it's coming as a whole and all this fighting and shit. But for me, I love being a black woman. Shit, he can't tell me shit. Who?
Black woman, the best thing on this on this rock.
Shit.
Yes, and sir.
Next Red Bull.
And I want to have that.
Way blue.
Yes.
Stars in my Pop. Son. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a black man. And I know it's gonna be hard for him when he grow up. But I want to instill in him. You know what I'm saying? Be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Be that black man that's going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Don't be out here like everybody else trying to be like seen. A, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want him to have good stability in his life.
Not
shit.
Child.
Yeah. Not child.
I done been through some shit. You know what I'm saying? And especially having a child at the same time at the age I was and not having that support system from a lot of people. I had to grow. Yeah. I had to grow. Not just for me, but for my son. You know what I'm saying? Because he was seeing half of this shit. So, I love you. Yeah. Shout out to our brothers.
Yeah, shout out to y'all for sure. Shout out to our fathers too, man.
Yeah.
I ain't no father.
To the ones, to the fathers that actually be there, the stepfathers.
Stepfather, father.
The ones that be there.
aunties, grandmamas, aunties. But it takes a village, though.
It does.
It takes a village.
No, we gonna step for them kids.
Ain't no step. We bonus.
We the one gonna step for them kids.
We bonus. Talk your shit.
You know what I'm saying?
All the bonus parents.
Talk your shit.
Nah, we plus one. You bring the law in, that mean we ain't together no more. That's when it come in a step. That's when I have to step in with my extra shit.
Okay.
We are bonuses.
I'm a step.
I'm a plus one. You got your parents, and then you got a plus some.
My still
a plethora.
My
you got a plethora of parents.
That's my stepbaby. I got a stepbaby.
I mean, it's how you. It's all how you look at it. Shit. I call my stepdad more. My mama hood. That's my pop.
That's your stepbaby.
Nah, he called me his son, nigga.
Yo, but son. Really respect. Yo,
that man been raising me since I was two. It took a long time.
That being black though, white folks don't do that. They walk around the house and be like,
we
"Fuck your
pork."
Being
you
black,
gonna get us killed.
Like I said, even though I love my daddy to death. Like mom, that's my dog. But my mama.
Your daddy.
That's my daddy too, bro. I got two pops. I got my daddy and my pop.
Yeah, I feel that.
Shit,
you
that's
know
my nigga.
That.
Y'all met my stepdaddy.
Yeah.
Nigga, this shit we were smoking with.
Chew on that fish, man. No disrespect, Big Pop, but Step Pop get on that fish fry and go stupid.
My daddy on fried fish, he
grew. Man, he better get with the fish.
Whoever made that,
I hope that real buzzing.
Yeah,
he real gonna be buzzing.
Yeah,
like,
I want the fish. I'm on that motherfucking dividend soup.
That
what? I don't care what you call it.
Who made it? Whatever it is. Your mama made a potato salad for her birthday?
Yeah. That's the main thing I was talking about the whole night. I ain't even eat no fish. I ain't like two pieces of fish. I was on that mother loving. If you listen to this.
Potato salad. Man, my mama know what the fuck going on. She raised me.
Oh, man, I heard this shit.
That's like Gerdo. I'm not doing the kissing.
What got lit?
That was deviled egg soup. I kept saying that shit the whole night.
Potato salad.
Deviled egg soup.
Potato salad.
Like I don't eat potato salad, but I eat deviled eggs.
Everybody full thing get on food. Said we basing this off black shit. What's your go-to
everybody ain't
thing?
Finished. We ain't finished.
Oh, we ain't finished.
Nah, we got
my
one more.
See, we bullshit.
She been waiting.
Come
she
on,
been waiting for the last. Been waiting for the
we got you, girl.
See you.
Chocolate City.
See you.
The kind that melt in your mouth and out of your hands.
Well, damn.
As a black woman, this shit is crazy, cuz. And not only as a black woman, but as an extra black woman, this shit is super crazy, cuz. Cause it's like definitely different. The light skins get their separate set of jokes, and the dark skins get their separate set of jokes. Like it's still on both halves. Like I crack the jokes on the light skins. Probably be more upset if they crack the bitches on me. I ain't even lying. But it's all understanding. Because back in the day, everybody wanted the light skin motherfuckers. The jumps and shit weren't cracking, but as growing up and trying to develop yourself as a young woman or as a young person that was black, but also extra dark skin, it was kind of extra. And now, because, you know, we was the African booty scratchers. We was the, not too much.
Nah, I can call this shit too.
Oh, we
had
it. Yeah,
the burnt beard skin, all that. Y'all know the
But folks ain't really put you through that.
Yeah,
no, that is, especially the boys that like me.
Yeah, you get out the car, the oil light come on.
But, you know, I have a true effect of it because my daddy said, we go back and forth with black jokes. Every time we hear a new black joke, we grow. Reverse. We send that bitch back to each other because we be really psyched out on the real black jokes or whatever. So, but yeah, I definitely feel the difference. And now I feel like it's just an ultimate change. Back then, the dark skinned diggers. Was that offensive?
Darker shade.
Was that offensive? Darker skinned, you know, that was more us. We was more offended back then, but as of now, it's more so on the light skin, because now the light skins are really having a war. Like, they on the internet battling if they really black.
They are.
The internet is going crazy with the light skins right now. So it's like,
you
motherfucking whitewashed. That's what that is.
That, but it's the same thing though. It's black people though. It's not coming from other races. It's coming from us.
Like I said,
stop that bullshit. Yeah, but I feel like now the dark skinned women.
It don't matter what shade of black you in, police gonna shoot both y'all in.
No. But in real life, this is what I was gonna go
if
to.
If you got a dick.
Dark skinned men are more stereotyped to get shot versus dark skinned women. We're all supposed to be goddesses and shit now. Man, I was in the club not too long ago. Motherfucker told me, grab me, pull me to the side to my phone. You're so pretty, you're not supposed to be here. You look like you're not supposed to be here. What hey, the man, fuck does that mean?
You should have told that nigga pay you. Pay me to leave, motherfucker.
We ain't get that deep. Boy. What does that mean, though? I think I'm pretty and my skin is darker. I done told
a couple of old they too pretty to be in the club, but shit, bitch is grown. So.
No, but when a nigga said that he interpreted, I'm supposed to be from Africa, Nigeria. I'm supposed to be a model, things of that, or some shit like that.
Nature, yo. Well, she shot like that nigga was spinning game.
What motherfucker say? I'm a Jack Town pistol tone Jack at your damn street.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
But nah, so it's the that's the life of me.
Yeah, man, but
Lil Bill, everybody fuck with Lil Bill.
Who?
Lil Bill.
I don't know.
Lil Bill.
That's your part
too. Yeah, fuck Lil Bill. That's what's up.
Oh,
yeah. What the fuck did that have to do with anything?
He got big ass
fuck that. You fuck with,
He fuck with R. Kelly.
Who?
King Thai. Oh, that was my shit.
Are we finna do this?
Yeah, let's throw it back to the 90s.
Free R. Kelly.
Oh, my mama. Okay, well, nobody gotta say.
Free R. Kelly.
I ain't cares. I got some on your books, man. Cause them folks in the took your shit like that.
Stop,
he lying.
Stop. Capping just a little bit.
Why you say Free R. Kelly?
Bro, all I know the nigga did wrong, piss on the bed.
That's not why he in jail. He got off on it.
He got off on it.
Free R. Kelly.
That's all he did wrong, though. He shouldn't have got off on that. He should have got off on this before that. He had this shit on camera.
I say Free R. Kelly. They played in court. Because the parents sold their kids.
Yo.
That's all it was. They sold their kids into prostitution. It was bought by R. Kelly's people.
Yeah, I think Jay-Z
ain't not directly by R. Kelly. And when the money ran out, when R. Kelly got broke, that's when they turned the dead scene.
Blue Ivy is Destiny's Child.
Keep my motherfucking mama kid's name out your mouth.
I was gonna do it on the thinking thing. Yeah, I know I had to get my outrageous shit out of here.
So okay, man. Them Jay Z kids, he photocopied them motherfuckers.
Oh,
both
no,
of them did though.
They like a that holographic photo, like wherever you change, however you look at the angle, whatever angle you look at, it changes pictures.
Yeah,
that's some kids. Every time they whatever parent, that's who they look like. When they stand up with like Beyonce, they look like Beyonce. When they with Jay Z, they look like Jay Z. You know, when they by themselves, they look like both of them. Like damn.
This is me with my parents. It depends how I got my hair and what I got on. I don't know who I look like.
Me. What's your favorite 90s cartoon growing up?
SWAT Cats.
Who?
SWAT Cats.
I know who you're talking about. The cats that were SWAT. I know who you're talking about.
They had the little black jet. The two cats was the slim, kind of cool ass cat, and the heavy set cool ass cat. Spark y'all niggas.
I ain't even know it. I fuck with Rugrats.
That's
my shit.
Yeah,
my nigga Tommy.
That's
that nigga.
Everybody fuck with SWAT cat. It's one of them shits you just catch in the ear.
Deal was that nigga. Deal was that nigga.
SWAT Cats is one of them shows that you always catch it, but you never look at the title to see what the name
is. It had to be in the spooks.
Y'all remember these
niggas,
bro?
Let me see.
Oh, them niggas.
Them niggas. Hey, I still watch this shit to this day.
Code name Kid Next Door for me.
Come on. Give it to me.
I'm going to
meet you there
too.
Already.
Yeah.
Let's do it
three. I'm going to give it to you. Okay, four way. I give it five way.
Already.
I give it to you on that one.
If you throw cold neck in the door, you can't do anything, nigga.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
But wait. I got one for y'all, 90s babies. The with the two of the Venuses, one was dark skin, one was light skin.
Venus and Bullheads.
No, two dumb beavers.
They was some beavers.
Angry beavers.
Them niggas. I love them niggas.
My nigga who can never take rejection. Yeah. My nigga, goddamn. Johnny Bravo.
That nigga
don't, no matter how many bitches he said, tell him no. When he see the next one,
he ain't never heard no.
I can't even lie. That's my motherfucker.
Who had more heart than courage? The Cowardly Dog.
Hey, that's my
boy. He didn't
want to
have it,
but he had it. Wait,
no, they needed Scooby Snacks. That nigga didn't have none.
My parents wouldn't let me watch Courage the Cowardly Dog because they thought it was evil. So, and I was also a scaredy cat, and I didn't like watching. I had nightmares.
I thought you should say that we knew him, right?
But check this out. Check this out. I'm going to let this be. I'm going to say this now and let this be known. Courage was not a scaredy dog because every time Muriel was in danger and Eustace was on that nigga ass every day. But every time they was in danger, that my nigga saved they ass. Scared of the motherfucker. Screaming like hell. But he saved Muriel ass because she know she gonna fix that motherfucking food.
Visual representation of me being scared. Thank you.
Doing this shit.
Thank you.
Cat dog.
Yeah.
Hey, long in the words, little cat dog.
I'm fucking down with you. Hey, Arnold.
Oh, God.
Hey, Arnold is a...
Tom and Jerry started coming out late as fuck, though.
We can't not early as fuck, too. That's a 70s show.
Tom and Jerry, that's a 40s show, my nigga.
But the one we ain't more watching,
like,
our folks was watching one from the
40s
and 50s.
Yeah, like Mickey Mouse, Tom and Jerry, Popeye, yeah, Bugs Bunny.
The what?
The Nasty
thing
my mama
said.
Nah,
Swamp People.
Oh, wow.
All day long.
No, you talking about...
DC come on Saturday morning, every morning. WB. In the morning. Yeah, WB. And that's where.
It's a show called Duck Dynasty. Like, a bunch of ducks and shit. Like Daffy Duck and all of his folks.
Pinky and the Brain came on WB.
It's WB. With the frog.
Animaniacs.
My cousins. Yeah. But you know,
they were WB.
The Brain, none of them. They WB.
Yeah, all of them. Fuck that.
Warn a brother.
That's it was my mama's shit. Yeah. That was the only reason I woke up every morning.
What was y'all 90s after school? So after school,
the Dad 70 show.
Dad 70 show. Jamie Foxx show. Martin got
down. No, watch me for years.
Hey, Mr. Ogilvy.
Until I became older, I thought Steve Harvey was my uncle.
Hey,
that ain't pay to tell me that's my husband, and I really thought that was her husband.
No, she just loves Steve Harvey like everybody, black woman.
I really thought it was just all of a sudden. This ain't your goddamn husband.
It's been of a sudden. You didn't realize.
Hey, but I love Sid and LaVita. Oh, I want a relationship.
What was the one? Living single.
Yeah.
That was dope. Single. See, I grew up off of Channel 34. Channel 34 did it. Moesha, Living Single.
Love
My Wife and Kid.
Yeah, My Wife and Kid. Hey, like, every TV dad, I can see myself in every TV dad. Like, that's the shit. That's the same shit I be doing.
Like, show, I ain't gonna lie.
I went years. Everybody's supposed to be
like, I didn't fuck with the comedy. It's not that I didn't fuck with it.
It just wasn't your type of fun.
It wasn't Fresh Prince. It wasn't Family Matters. You know what I'm saying?
Good times.
Yeah, he got good times too. Good time.
Stephen and Son had a few
Boy.
Oh, Stephen and Son.
That's my shit, boy.
You big dummy.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Last kids and never go back TV land, bro.
fuck their mind, Will.
Was there. Even, what's the white man?
My child, Will. No, Andy Griffin show.
Yeah, but it was the man. Okay. Welcome to my neighborhood.
And Mr. Rogers.
Oh. Excuse me.
Speaking of our favorite white man, shout out my nigga Bill Nye. He is welcome to every motherfucking barbecue. Hey, Bill Nye, if you mess around and hear this, right? Come to the barbecue, man. Come to a trail ride, man. I swear to God, if they see you at a trail ride, Bill Nye, the whole trail ride gonna be lit. Everybody gonna know your face in that motherfucker, man.
Bill Nye, get on here.
This nigga said Paul Wall.
I fought Paul Wall. Paul Wall was cooking.
He technically.
He might be cooking in that motherfucker.
That nigga gonna be.
Paul Wall, baby.
Talking about coming in.
Yo, I love it.
Talking about rolling on the slab.
Yeah, hey, cuz, get your ass out my grill. You just need to see the grills in your mouth. Yeah. I get the grills outside, my nigga.
I'm just trying to think what we doing, Miss Sydney. I'm trying to pull them bitches out of their mouth. Welcome to Jackson, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Not Mississippi, nigga. Jackson. Jew Rack. Jack Ganistan.
Welcome to it.
Jack, I'll
welcome to the Jack, baby.
Jew Rack, Jack Ganistan.
You have me pull this shit out of their mouth, I eat.
Jeffrica.
My shit,
perfect.
That nigga got solid shit. This shit go straight across.
Yeah.
Well, help me.
All top diamond in my bottom row.
Get some money. I need two teeth.
He ain't got what these new niggas got. He got the motherfucker.
Oh,
bars. I think he Latino.
Tell
him
you need a screwdriver to take this shit out.
I'm coming in with plies. Plies, baby. Yeah.
On the side.
And my niggas ain't got no gold no more plies. That nigga so
he took
funny.
All them shits off.
My nigga so funny on Instagram.
I'm taking my nails.
Man, that nigga killed me when he says.
Besides T-Pain, we only got T-Pain to pass.
Huh?
Them the only normal niggas that we grew up fucking with for real. This is like normal.
David Brown.
Where the fuck he at?
He doing politician
niggas an
activist.
Activist and an actor. Yeah.
That nigga be going to Africa and
that
shit.
That nigga should have been the coach for Jason State before Coach.
He went on his religious journey. Guess when he fell off? And motherfuckers weren't fucking with him.
Nigga be hating. Cause once I get on mine, nigga better get on here. Cause if I get on mine,
my nigga gonna be turning to a Shaquille Sunflower like on Martin.
We went to the damn coach. The one that was holding it, I don't know where, that's me.
David Banner from Mississippi.
Yeah, that's why I said
that. Hey, look, my mom, she told me a story one day. She was working at that damn, it used to be a kangaroo right off of Airport Road, right there. That Circuit Cadence right there.
That Texaco.
One of them. She used to work there a while back. And she said he came in there. This was before he had, you know, got famous and shit. Came in there trying to flirt with him, all type of shit.
No, before you were born, before I
said that. No, I was here.
She tried to flirt with him.
He tried to flirt with her, and she wasn't going.
If she only knew who that was, y'all would have been on the mountaintop. Living laughing. But Craig, your stepdad, your dad, father-in-law would have been goddamn David Banner, man.
She was pregnant with my little sister.
Man, shit.
All
right. Shout out to the young nigga that scooped up, that cuffed up Bill Gates' daughter. Make sure you hold on to that motherfucker. You bring the money to the hood, man. Keep the money in the hood, man.
He's a black man.
She got the blackest of the black. This nigga so black, his teeth white. He one of African black. He one of them West Coast niggas.
I heard that.
And plus he with her, so you know he extravagant.
Yeah. Lavish.
Yeah.
Lavish.
Well, I'm guessing that's another one. Yeah. Kick it, set that.
Y'all have fun on that one. That's another BDBO podcast.
BDBO.
BDBO.
Peace out.